And welcome to What's Up Noop Radio Edition here on this Thursday. And here we are. It is 1:06 p.m. and a quick weather check. We have beautiful skies out there. We're looking at a forecast of mostly sunny and cool, a high of 51. Mainly clear, cold, freezing temperatures in the normally colder spots tonight. A low of 36. Tomorrow, cool, times of clouds and sun, high of 50. Let's do a quick weekend forecast. Very windy, rain heavy at times, high of 51 on Saturday. And on Sunday, we're looking at rather cloudy and breezy with a stray shower, a high of 60. Right now out there in Newport, we are sitting at 47 degrees with a real feel of 42. Not a bad day out there. It's certainly deep fall, as we like to say, on Thursdays. Whether I like it or not, I am joined by Timmy Tui, and here he is.
Thank you, Ryan.
Is that a good introduction? Yeah. What's new? What's exciting?
Hey, man, the Sox are up.
Okay.
2-0.
All right, we have a quick phone to pick with you. Yesterday you called Frank Prosnitz, the Oakland Raiders of Bocce. I just don't get the reference.
Well, he said he was...
He wins.
But he says he has his ups and downs. And he didn't come through all the way.
I don't think
he won the championship,
did he? The Raiders haven't had an up in a very long time.
Oh, that's another subject. We'll wait till we get through the latter part of the program.
All right.
We'll just touch with the accolades of the Boston Red Sox and the hometown
team. Yes. 2 games up, and they are off tonight. Tonight is your night to go to bed early and to rest and get ready for the weekend. Of course, they head out to L.A. now and games.
3 games in a row.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then you got the Patriots on Monday night, and then you got games 6 and 7 on Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's what I say. Let's be selfish, and let's hope that the Dodgers take one at home so we can come back to win it in Boston.
Last weekend I was in Boston, and you had many people, or maybe it was 2 weekends ago, many people cheering for not cheering for the Red Sox to lose, but cheering for a way for the games to come back to Boston. Each one of those games brings in millions for the city.
Yeah, but it's such a great experience for the fans when you win it at home.
Absolutely.
Jubilation.
Well, something else that you can do this weekend, let me look at the times quickly here. Well, Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Saturday at 7 p.m. So that is pretty good around the Red Sox schedule. By the time you get out of these performances, let's see, it'll probably be the third inning. That's what I was telling. By the way, I need to thank everybody that came out to Jane Pickens later last night. Over 200 people showed out. During a World Series game to see the birds over there at Jane
Pickens. I was hoping you got a good turnout.
And we did indeed. And
with the addition of the Sox being on. So
yes, yes. Island Movie Company presents Far to Near, choreography, Closer, October 26th and 27th at the Casino Theater. That is this weekend. That is tomorrow and Saturday. And Charles Cahiers is here, and I probably butchered your name, my friend. Company manager.
That's me, yeah.
Yeah, and what is going on?
Nothing. We're at the Casino Theater this weekend.
Last time I saw you, you were starring on your own stage.
I was at the Newport Playhouse, yes.
Yes. I was quite shocked to see you on stage.
Yep, there I was. Yeah, and they have a great show going on.
What production was that? That I missed.
Remember Me.
Remember Me.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
You were funny.
Thank you.
You were great.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coming from Mr. B.
Well, this week, or this, because Newport Playhouse has a great show going on. Sylvia right now, too. So I hear it's phenomenal.
Michael Johnson is directing that one, and it's worth going to see in Newport Playhouse. And you're just a man about stages in town.
That's me, yeah. But this weekend, you all can come see Island Moving Company at the Casino Theater. Like Ryan said, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 3. We have a bunch of new works, which are going to be beautiful, and some restaging of some of our rep that, one of my favorites, and then a couple others that we did earlier in the year that that really, are going to be it's going to be a phenomenal night.
And we need to take a quick step back and remind all of our great listeners out there, because there are so many organizations, so many nonprofits, so many groups, so much entertainment. What is Island Moving Company?
Island Moving Company is Newport's contemporary ballet company. We have 11 full-time professional dancers. We also run the Newport Academy of Ballet, which is, ages 3 through 18, plus adult classes for, aspiring dancers, tap, jazz, ballet, creative movement for the young kids. But then Island Moving Company, we're on our 37th year this year.
Wow.
So it's been, we've been all over the place, and we've done some incredible things.
And it's not just performing Nutcracker year-round.
Correct, yes. It feels like it right now, but yeah, I mean, we're in rehearsals for Nutcracker now, but I mean, we just finished Peter Pan on the Oliver Hazard Perry, and we perform at Rosecliff every March with our opening weekend show and our Mother Goose performance. And yeah, I mean, we do a lot of stuff all throughout the year, and we're a pretty established ballet company that we're pretty proud of. So,
and making some waves in the community with the news of a new building coming down the line here.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're hoping that that's the case. Yeah.
Okay.
We still have some fundraising to go, but yeah, we're hoping that that will be in the future.
Excellent. Now, tell me about this weekend show, Far to Near. How is it different than what we see during the rest of the year?
Well, I mean, we always bring in some world-renowned choreographers. This year, I mean, like Far and Near suggests, we have, you know, choreographers from Newport, from Providence, but we also have one from Puerto Rico, and also Simona De Tullio from Bari, Italy.
Nice.
Who actually just flew in late last night or yesterday.
Yes.
Not that late. And so, yeah, so she's here. She has two pieces.
Yes, I have two pieces, new creation for the company that I work on this summer.
Okay.
So this is my premiere. It's my premiere year after with the jet lag, but it's okay.
All right. And tell me about how you got connected with Island Moving Company.
Yes, it was nice because I met Mickey Olsen, thanks Rodney Rivera. And now these days we'll be together, all three. And we start discovering our festival because I have my company in Bari, Briefing Art Company, and they organize a festival. So Mickey came by us and will be back this December again. And I came the first time here 2 years ago.
Okay, so welcome back.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll translate a little bit. she has a company in Bari called the Breathing Arts Company. And she hosts a festival every year in December. Mickey went last year to be one of the judges.
Yes.
And Mickey will be going back again this year. Mickey, our founding artistic director.
Yes.
Mickey Olsen. And yeah, so that's kind of how the relationship got together with our other choreographer, the one from Puerto Rico, Rodney Rivera, who kind of introduced everyone together. And that's how it all came together.
But Simona, not a stranger to Newport.
Yes, I'm not a stranger.
Right, no, welcome back.
I know everything in Newport.
She all summer she walked around like it was, you know, her job. Like she was all over the place.
All right. I love Newport.
Nice.
Nice.
What's the weather like when you left home?
The weather was good.
Yes.
The weather was good.
I'm sorry.
Sunny. Yes.
Maybe
here
next
is cold.
Year we could plan this maybe in July or August.
Yes, it's better for me.
Okay. Now, does Mickey go over to other countries, kind of like Simona comes here? Is there like an exchange program where?
Well, we have our touring project.
Okay.
Great Friends touring project. So in the summer we do our Great Friends Dance Festival. And through that, we have a resident company for 2 weeks who we then go tour with them in the spring. This year, we had a group from Pittsburgh, and
okay.
We'll be going there in June. But a few years ago, we had a group from Kazakhstan.
I remember
and that's
that,
what got
yes.
us to go to Kazakhstan.
You've done St. Louis or Kansas City?
We were just in St. Louis Kansas City this year.
And
St. Louis the year before. Then we've had Simona's company come here this summer, and ideally we'll get our company out there eventually to Italy. It just hasn't.
Yes, we hope next December.
Okay.
Right.
Next year, we hope to have everyone there.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Including us?
Yes.
You're more than welcome. Yeah.
We'll do a live broadcast from Italy.
So how many in your company came over with you to Newport?
We were five. Yes, five. Four dancers. We had two students chosen by Mickey Olsen during our competition, and two dancers of my company.
Okay.
Oh,
excellent.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Yep.
We were too much Italian in Newport.
All right.
The students came over for our summer intensive, which we started this year. And Mickey, while she was a judge, you know, gave two scholarship prizes. So that's why they came over. Then Simona's two other dancers came over and performed this summer at the Great Friends Dance Festival at St. Michael's.
Excellent. Well, we'll find out more about this show. It's Far to Near, Choreography Closer, and it's October 26th and 27th, Casino Theater at 10 Freebody Street. You can find out more information, of course, at islandmovingco.org. We'll keep the conversation going about the show. We'll find out more about it, what people can expect when they go, as well as maybe we'll touch base on some of the dancers that make up Island Moving Company, because I think it's pretty neat. It's one of the few organizations, I believe, that are actually bringing people from all over the country, all over the world, to participate in what they're doing here in our community. We'll talk about that and more when we come back here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition.
Don't miss out on the weeknight specials at the Surf Club, the Newport Waterfront's go-to gathering place. Monday nights, it's the $10 pizza and beer special. Tuesday nights, the Surf Club features their $10 tacos and tequila special. Wednesday nights, enjoy the wine and cheese board special for just $12. Don't forget there's great live music every Friday, 9 to midnight at the Surf Club, and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on the deck. Head for the waterfront and enjoy the Surf Club inside, the Surf Shack outside, at the end of America's Cup Avenue. Sakuchi,
it's a name to drive. This month at Sakuchi Honda, we have special zero down payment leases on brand new 2018 and 2019 Hondas, and financing as low as 0.9%. Sakuchi Honda in Middletown or online at Sakuchi.com. The best deal made easy is closer than you think.
Sale ends 10/31/18. Must finance through AHFC with top tier credit approval. See dealer for details.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Whether you grew up in Rhode Island or came here and stayed, we can all agree that there are some things we hope never change. Like Doughboys and Clam Cakes, the Towers and Narragansett Town Beach, pizza strips and coffee milk, even the Big Blue Bug. But there are other things in Rhode Island that had to change. And they are. 4 years ago, we had the highest unemployment rate in the nation. Our roads and schools were in disrepair, and Rhode Island was struggling. But over the last 4 years, under Governor Raimondo, we've invested in our schools, taken strong steps to reduce gun violence, turned our state into a powerhouse for renewable energy, and we've seen a surge in new jobs from brewing to manufacturing to small business growth. And Rhode Island is ranked third best for children's health care. Gina Raimondo is bringing the change we need. Gina Raimondo for governor. So our children can grow up to enjoy the things that we hope will never change.
Paid for by Friends of Gina Raimondo.
Owning a small business means I'm passionate about what I do. I work hard for my money, and I know how important it is to find the right partners. That's why I trust Nationwide Insurance with my business's insurance needs.
Go to dfdwyer.com for free quotes and more information. Voted best of Newport 8 years in a row, with two locations in Jamestown and Newport, and a no surprises motto, Dwyer Insurance will always do what's best for their clients. Dwyer Insurance.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your hometown information station, 1540 WABK.
And welcome back to What's Up Newport Radio Edition here on this Thursday, 1:20 p.m. Ryan Belmore, as well as Tim Tui. Frank Crozitz is not here, but he just walked out.
He just exited the building.
The temperature right now in Bari, Italy is 61 degrees. And we're looking at a beautiful forecast out there, Simona. This weekend will be 76 tomorrow, 78 on Saturday, and 72 on Sunday.
We are lucky to have this weather.
How long are you staying here in Newport?
1 week, this whole week.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. How is, or is it, any different ballet in Italy, ballet here in the United States or in Newport?
It's very difficult to be fast and answer. It's a very difficult question because we are probably more free movement in Europe, more, I don't want to say creative because it's not the right word, but we explore more, we do more research. Here you have the biggest school of modern dance in US. So you study more. Probably you study more than in Europe. You have the biggest school, so they are more ballet dancer than
traditional,
contemporary.
In Europe, more traditional.
Traditional, no, not
no.
No,
they're. I mean, here I think is more traditional, like more technique and more
technique.
Yeah,
we do more research. We are more experimental. We have more experimental work.
Okay,
Has it always been that way, or just recent times?
No, it's not. The problem is that we are losing the idea to study to a big dance technique school.
But you still do the classics,
yes,
I would assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. And Island Moving Company here in Newport is its own melting pot of people from all over the place, Charles. I know you guys just got a few new dancers. Tell us a little bit about your own group.
Like I said, we have 11 full-time professional dancers. We have them from all over, from Newport and Providence and Barrington to New York, from Texas. We just had a new dancer start from Cuba.
That Texas one is trouble.
That is, yeah. We had two start in the spring from St. Louis.
Yep, that's right.
And then we also had a kid who we had met while we were in Kazakhstan last year, who his name's Tima, and he said he wants to dance with us. So we brought him over, and he's doing a great job. I mean, he's phenomenal.
And it's one of the only groups. I talked to Edward, the executive director of Island Moving Company, and I agree with him. One of the only groups that are recruiting people from all over the country world to come here and work right here in Newport.
Yeah.
And it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So that, Ryan, would be what, the sailing world? Is about the only other entity would do that? Bring international people to participate here in Newport?
Yeah, I think people who sail in Newport, who are Newporters, you know, sail in Newport. I mean, like the teams that come in and stuff come in.
We see a lot of people from around the world.
Right.
Come and participate.
Right. But so. I mean, I guess, you know, on Ryan's point, we're bringing people in here to live here and be part of the community.
Yeah.
Which is pretty special. I mean, we have, you know, we do auditions throughout the year, and we have big auditions in January and, you know, try to get down to New York and all that. But we also brought in two dancers who are now our apprentices, who, you know, ideally will, you know, be full-time dancers someday. But they've been phenomenal too, to just kind of help with the understudying and the back load of everything and just the rehearsals. So
now, Charles, you think when the Opera House finally opens, will that entice new dancers to come to the company?
Gosh, it would be
you
nice.
You think?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, we look forward to being on the Opera House stage. There's no question about it. So it is going to be, you know, there's not many theaters around here that we can be on. I mean, the Casino Theater is pretty much it. That's why we do everything. Like, that's why we do so many other things, like on Rosecliff and St. Michael's and everywhere else. I
mean, other great venues. Well, maybe, Simona, your next visit, the Opera House will be operational and open.
Yes, I want to visit every theater there. So I'm happy to come. But you are lucky because you complain that you don't have a lot of places, but in Italy we have less. So you have less and less. So you are lucky that you have spaces, not just to perform, but also to training,
practice, rehearse.
Yes, okay. You are very.
That's
lucky.
Interesting. Yes. I think they would have the same amount.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Charles, tell us about this show that people are going to see this weekend at Casino Theater.
So we have. It's a good hour and 45 minutes. Or
okay.
So. We, like I said, have, three completely new pieces.
Okay.
One actually Mickey Olson has, created, which, she hadn't created a new piece in a while, and it's absolutely stunning, I gotta say. I mean, it's just beautiful. And then we have a couple more rep pieces coming back, one by one of our dancers, Shane Farrell, which is my favorite piece we've ever had, called Queens Are Made of Distance and Grease Paint, based on a Degas painting. And then Rodney Rivera, who has done a few pieces for us, has a gorgeous piece as well that we performed at the opening weekend at Rosecliff in the spring.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's just different and special to see stuff on a stage too. So, you know, just the lighting's different and the way it's presented. So they all should be pretty cool.
Excellent. So about an hour and a half, and there are three performances, Friday night at 7, Saturday at 3, and Saturday at 7. Now, Simona, how do you go about creating new content and bringing it here to Newport?
I love to create, but not just for dancers. It's just the idea to share everything, the idea, artistic view, choreography. So these new pieces that I'm presenting these days, I think it's the result of this work that we did together these 2 years, sharing our lives view, our artistic view. So it's nice that we'll present our work, being there, the three choreographers, that we start speaking and sharing our works, try to collect our experiences together.
And what's interesting, I've seen a couple shows now, is when you see ballet, and I'm sure this is nothing new, is everybody's going to understand it and comprehend it and experience it in a complete what it means to Tim might be completely different than what it means to me. And that is the beauty of ballet.
Yes, this is the beauty of dance and the stage and theater, because theater is life. So every day the performance changes, and it depends also when you arrive in theater, which kind of emotion you feel there. You can be sad, you can be happy, and everything you receive from a dancer is different.
See, on that note, how would you bring in the score and the music? That's what I would be interested in, the actual musical accompaniment.
So, for example, for this piece, I choose two different themes. One is Alice in Wonderland with the music of Ivan Yusko. He is a musician living from Bari, but living in Los Angeles.
Yusko.
Yes, and it's very electronic music. So very, okay. Yes, very modern version of Alice in Wonderland that is a very traditional story. The other one, I felt the idea to be back something more traditional, more full of emotions, is with Puccini music.
Okay.
So, but because I needed this, and it's nice with this kind of dancer to work with contemporary language. It's not ballet. So it's different. It's something that many parts of this piece, dancers are free to move as they feel. So also okay. the performance will be different in this show this weekend. It will be interesting to see how they perform.
All right. And now, Charles, before or during the performances, will the dancers or will anybody be choreographers coming out and explaining how they came about or what they're doing?
Yeah, so we're actually going to do talk forwards instead of talk back. So before the shows open, 45 minutes before each performance, so 6:15 on Friday and Saturday nights, or 2:15 on Saturday, we'll have the choreographers get out there and speak about their works and the themes that they've been working on and creating. We'll be able to answer questions. But it really kind of gives a nice preface before you see the pieces and, you know, kind of get to see what they could be about or what they, you know, what you could feel or what you want them to be about. So those will happen each night, which we're looking forward to. And then also, I'll just throw out there, too, on Saturday, between performances, so from 5 to 6:30, we're doing a complimentary wine tasting at the Tennis Hall of Fame, their member lounge, for any ticket holders. So we'd love for people to come out to the show and then stay to, you know, discuss the pieces or look forward to seeing them later.
Really compliment the evening.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, is Farta Nir going to become a new annual event, or is just a kind of a one-off?
Well, this October show is new for us in general, just part of a new performance during our regular season. So ideally, yes. I mean, we'll be at the casino again next October, hopefully. And,
okay.
You know, when the Opera House opens, we'll be at the Opera House in October, or, you know.
Wherever it may be.
We can move around, but ideally, if this, when it goes well this weekend, we will you know, plan on having this as part of our regular season.
Excellent. You can see Farta Nir at the Casino Theater this Friday and Saturday. Friday at 7, Saturday at 3, Saturday at 7. Tickets right there at islandmovingco.org, and you can get tickets there. I would buy them there because it's not always you can't always count on them being available at the door.
Well, yeah, you can definitely buy them online, and you can choose your seat online, too.
Oh, so, that's a good one.
We started that feature this performance, too. So, yeah, I mean, you can definitely choose your seat. There's three levels, but there's not a bad seat in the place.
So. All right. Now, Simona, with these pieces of work, what is the life of a piece of work? Where does it go after people are amazed and just love it here in Newport? Where does the piece of work go after Newport?
I don't know what will happen, but I think it is the start of something different.
Okay.
Something new. Because it's something that is going on. It's not just a collaboration of 1 week.
Okay.
In 2 years, we built a lot, and we hope and we want to do something more in the future.
Okay. So do you take it back to Italy with you and perform it there?
I hope.
Okay.
I hope next year for our 10 years of festival to have the company by us.
10th anniversary. Congratulations.
Yes. Next year, 10 years.
There you go.
Excellent. So
nice.
It's going to be a great time. And then can you talk a little bit, Charles, about some of the work Rodney's bringing, how it could be similar or different than what we'll see from Simona? Or maybe Simona.
I haven't seen Simona's works yet. I haven't seen.
Okay, so that's a tough one. People have to go out and see.
Yeah, I can't tell you the differences. like I said, I've seen Rodney's work. I saw it in March, and it's a really powerful piece that, you know, just speaks to like the human spirit and, you know, looking forward and, you know, hope. So
excellent. Yeah. Well, sounds like it's going to be a great weekend over there at Casino Theater. People can head out there on Friday and or Saturday. There's nothing saying you can't go to more than one show.
Especially tickets are pretty affordable too, I have to say. This is the lowest price we've been doing.
Okay.
Just because, you know, most of our venues don't have that many seats. So we have enough inventory that we really want people to come in and see us.
Excellent. Timmy, take the wife out. Go see a show.
I would really enjoy that.
IslandMovingCo.org. And, of course, I'm on the tickets website right now for Island Moving Co. And Newport Nutcracker at Rosecliff tickets are up there.
They sure are. They're going fast, though.
And that starts on November 21st, less than a month.
Really early. Yeah.
That is remarkable.
Yeah.
Right around the corner. We miss anything there, Charles?
I think we hit it all. No, this is great. Thank you.
Excellent. Simona, did we miss anything?
Oh, thank you.
Of course. You're welcome. Any favorite restaurants or any favorite things about Newport?
About Newport, I don't know. I love your breakfast with pancake, fried toast. Everything is so good. So it's our dream. When we come back, we speak just about this.
You like the breakfast here in Newport and in America.
It's a very serious one.
All right. Yes. That's good. That comes a lot from an Italian. It does. Yes. All right. So, well, you can get out there and see Far to Near at the Casino Theater. And it's featuring lots of great choreography as well as some amazing dancers. And Friday and Saturday, Friday at 7, Saturday at 3 and 7. Thank you guys so much for coming by. And best of luck with the shows this weekend.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right.
It's a pleasure.
We'll be back here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition after this.
WADK and Corrigan Financial present another exciting season of high school and college football. Bob Angel and Jim Ascoli bring you the play-by-play for local high school contests as well as Salve Regina University. Catch the action weekends on WADK and WADK.com. Brought to you by
O'Brien's Pub, Newport Propane, West Main Pizza, VD Mercedes-Benz and VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton, Newport Insurance Agency, Midtown Oyster Bar, A1 Roofing and Construction, The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, Clements Marketplace, Fieldstones in Portsmouth and Atlantic Grill in Middletown, Salve Regina University, and by Corrigan Financial. Join Island Wine and Spirits for their holiday grand tasting Friday, November 2nd from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Stop in and sample from a variety of over 50 wines perfect for your holiday parties and gift giving. You will not want to miss this great event, free and open to everyone 21 and older. While you're there, don't forget to ask about their Cheers Rewards program and start saving today. Located at 289 Broadway in Newport, Island Wine and Spirits. See you November 2nd at 5.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
The second Thursday of every month is Newport Gallery Night. A great, diverse group of galleries are open to the public throughout the city from 5 to 8 p.m., showing everything from classic art to cutting-edge contemporary. Find more info online at newportgallerynight.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this Business of the Week.
Color is the strongest element of visual perception. That's why across the shelves of each of Humphrey's two full-service paint centers, Humphrey's Building Supply in Tiverton, and their newest acquisition, Beach Paint by Humphrey's on Aquidneck Avenue in Middletown, you'll find the most comprehensive line of Pittsburgh paints. Area professionals and the do-it-yourself crowd trust Humphrey's. Shouldn't you? For more information, go to buildwiththeh.com.
Fall is here, and it's time to have your seasonal auto checkup. And the best place to go is Barry's Discount Service Center in Newport. Express oil changes are only $14.95, and best of all, you'll be back on the road in only 25 minutes. When the cold sneaks up, you'll want your new car ready, so let us help. Make your appointment today at barrymotors.com or call 401-847-5600. Located across from Walmart in the Newport Mall, right off the Newport Bridge. You will always save at Barry's Sales and Discount Service Center. Don't forget, when your new car's service warranty expires, that's when our service begins. Barry's Auto Group. Take the drive. You're worth it.
Barry's is proud to share the spotlight with these fine area businesses.
Pick Postal for all your shipping needs. UPS, FedEx, and the Postal Service. Postal does it all, including custom packing. Whether you want the quickest shipping or the least expensive, they'll give you expert advice and great customer service. Aquidneck Ave, Middletown, or Bellevue Ave, Newport, next to CVS.
Middletown-based nonprofit Looking Upwards is celebrating 40 years of service to the community, supporting adults with disabilities to live fulfilling lives and children with a wide variety of needs to thrive. To learn more, visit lookingupwards.org.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you're not informed, then you're out of the loop.
On air and online.
And if you're out of the loop, you have no idea what's going on.
WADK.com.
And welcome back to What's Up, Newport Radio Edition. Ryan Belmore and Timmy Tui here. Sounds like a good little show happening over there at Casino Theater.
Great use of the space, and it sounds like it's a mixture of classic and modern. I didn't get to even bring up Alvin Alley or Twyla Tharp or the Joffrey or the Bolshoi. Maybe for another show. Maybe we can do our next ballet.
Yeah, maybe the next time you fill in for me, you can have that conversation.
Nice. And see your 2-2 by 4-4.
Okay, excellent. So, again, happening this weekend, islandmovingco.org, where you can dig out all that information, buy tickets, and much more. So it should be a nice little weekend up there.
And I really think, Ryan, once the Opera House is open and operational, I think it's going to be an explosion in young dancers around here, around the island.
Well, what's interesting is they're re-looking at their marketing as well as their programming. So I am not sure how much dancing will be done on that stage.
That's your first inclination? That's what
my first inclination is I don't know what's going to be done on that stage.
I'm thinking encompassing all the fine arts.
Yeah. I'm not sure. They haven't been straightforward enough, at least for me, during their in the recent past where I can pinpoint and say, you know what they're going to do on that stage? They're going to do this.
We can assume that we might see a symphony, ballet, a choral group.
Yep.
Just all the usual suspects that go into a fine arts theater.
Just got to find a place for all the visitors to park.
Is it over in Mary Street? Behind the brick?
Yes. All 20 spots.
Pull the rigs
all
right
20
in.
Spots back there. Who knows when it will open. You know, you heard that their new budget now is, what, 25, 26 million?
What are they getting, eight more to go? 8 mil to get the doors open?
I just saw a press release that they've spent or raised 10, and they've got to get up to 26.
Okay.
So 16, somewhere in there. So a little ways to go. I don't know when. I mean, if we were a betting man and tried to...
2020.
You think it's going to be the same time as the U.S. Senior Open?
Oh, that would be a great
or the same
coincidence,
time
right?
That Hammett's Wharf Hotel opens. 2020 is going to be a big year.
The new hotel.
It could be.
I did see some of the groundbreaking from the Bolin Terrace.
Did you?
I saw some of the digs.
Went down there?
I stayed on the other side. I stayed at the Paris Condolo side of the wharf.
Okay.
And looked from afar.
All right. Very, very interesting.
I saw Mr. Kane saying a few words.
Yeah. He was in last week and or I guess the week before. I can't keep on track anymore.
Surprised the mayor made it. All the way back from Kinsale.
Yeah.
That was pretty quick.
Podcast available on WADK.com if you want to hear that discussion and more about that. Listen to it before you comment, please. A lot of people just sharing their venomous comments on Facebook as well as on the website.
The local paper yesterday's front page had the rendering of what it might or shall look like.
He had that when he was in here last week, and it looks pretty sharp, and wish him the very best of luck with it.
Right, so I guess a little berm, Ryan, on the America's Cup side that you would walk up several steps to get to the public right-of-way?
Yes.
Water access?
So they're looking, if you're very familiar with the area, as you on that sidewalk, they would widen the sidewalk so there's a little bit more room, so they would get rid of all the fun plants that were there in front of the yachting
center.
Replant
them, right?
Maybe somewhere else, but widen the sidewalks, and you would walk up a couple steps to get up into the big arch.
I was just trying to figure out yesterday, where would they get deliveries?
Probably on the backside, I'd imagine.
On the smokehouse mooring side?
No, I would imagine on the water side. Because people are going to pull through and park underneath.
So we're going to pull in at the Commercial Wharf driveway?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That's
a lot of logistics, right?
The least of many people's worries.
No, just we were throwing out some questions based on a little rendering.
Yeah, for sure. What's in the notebook?
Just a few small things. I was out and about on the north end doing some investigation on the by the Highlight property and the Navy property. I did see there's going to be a crosswalk pedestrian gathering to talk about Bellevue Avenue and Memorial Boulevard. I had a heck of a time traversing the Rotary area on foot via the pedestrian route the other day, Ryan. They really should think part of the North End redevelopment, but right now, how do people in North End shop on foot? Getting out to the North End, the Arcade Town Center, and some of the other establishments by the Rotary in the North End.
Well, that conversation has been around for a while because they've always, for the last couple of years, have been talking about how do kids get from the North End to downtown. And that's why they've been talking about the railroad tracks, right, the bike path, the last mile, the first mile, whatever they're calling it.
A lot of stuff really needs to be looked at. And we say this, you know,
well, it's supposed
on
to be part of the plan. The whatever comprehensive land use plan.
Comprehensive use plan.
It's supposed to be a part of one of the plans that I don't know if any of them have been buttoned up completely yet.
Tough call. A lot of, you know.
Well, and it's got to be.
A lot of choices put on the table.
Huge part of also of the Pell Bridge Ramp Realignment Project is connecting the North End to downtown.
I know people say it's still in the design phase, but we need to start hearing some concrete, you know, answers to which plan is, you know, might be chosen. What's in the running right now?
Well, I think it's just going to come out and be an announcement of this is the one we're going with. I'm sure that's how it's going to be. Is this is the one
and
that was chosen
into action
by the Federal Highway, whatever it is, who has final say, and then they work on that one.
Okay, because I didn't see really much action going on at 150 Admiral Kalf. It's the old High Line Newport Grand property yet.
Still Newport Grand's
sign up.
Yeah, they're still the tenant, and they have not. Last time I talked to Kelly Coates from Carpian Auto Group, Newport Grand was still the tenant of Newport, of the building and the property. So.
Mr. Coates going to join us next Thursday? The following.
I do not have a scheduled date yet.
Okay.
It could be who knows when.
Okay.
He was 3 weeks out, and he was supposed to join us last Thursday,
right,
so I would
right.
think it would be sometime mid-November. That's, let's see here, that meeting that Timmy Toohey mentioned, the public meeting on Broadway and Bellevue Avenue pedestrian safety improvements will be held on Tuesday, October 30th at 5 p.m., Department of Public Services will be hosting an informational community meeting at City Hall to provide details and solicit public input on a pair of proposed projects on Bellevue Avenue at the International Tennis Hall of Fame and Broadway between Friendship and Bliss Road. So you can find out more information on that on whatsupnoop.com. City hopes to break ground on both projects in the spring of 2019. So right around the corner.
You would think you don't need to renovate, but with fatalities happening in the recent past, it forces its hand.
Yeah, and people, I mean, people need to slow down.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of more awareness on the road.
You know, even walking from here, we are on J. T. Connell Highway now to downtown. A lot of stuff doesn't make sense with sidewalks. You know, you get here past the gas station, and there's a sidewalk only on one side of the street.
Right.
Then you get to the next intersection. The sidewalk's on the opposite side of the street.
At least you can cross here at Van Zandt and Farewell. With the light, that's an actual pedestrian traffic stop that does work, and you don't have to wait too long. So at least coming off the bridge, they do have to stop for you.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back here. Final segment coming up here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition here on this Thursday, 1:45.
This is Sandra Flowers of the Newport School Committee asking for your vote. As a committee member, I am always dedicated to high ethical standards and fair decision-making and will continue to ensure that all our Newport Public School students become well-prepared to be successful in their chosen careers. On Election Day, November 6th, please vote for me, Sandra J. Flowers, number 4 on the ballot. Thank you. Paid for by the campaign to elect Sandra J. Flowers, Valerie R. Kalwak, Treasurer.
If you're on Medicare and Medicaid in the state of Rhode Island, you may be able to get more benefits at no additional cost. A UnitedHealthcare Dual Complete Plan combines your Medicare and Medicaid coverage to give you more benefits than original Medicare. If you have Medicare and Medicaid, call UnitedHealthcare at 1-855-263-1863. That's 1-855-263-1863. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare.
Fall is coming. It's time to call Superior Comfort to service or update your heating system. From a small house to a large office building, they offer all the latest systems, experienced technicians, and personalized service. Call them today at 401-396-9171.
When you think of Mercedes-Benz, you probably think luxury, quality, and style. This month at Vitti, lease the new 2018 GLA 250 4MATIC for $359 a month for 36 months, $4107 due at signing. Call 1-800-4MERCEDES or go to Vitti.com for details. Offer ends 10/31.
I'm Jim Gray, president of the Vitti Automotive Group. And with our free service pickup, free delivery, and free loaner vehicles, it's always Vitti and you.
Visit us at Vitti.com today.
Corrigan Financial realizes the need for financial planning services has never been greater, due in part to essential concerns such as longer life expectancies, spending demands, and income tax and estate planning. Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan and that all financial decisions should be made within the context of that planning framework. Currently, Corrigan Financial works with over 950 families, manages over $600 million of investment assets, and prepares income tax returns for nearly all their clients. Corrigan Financial's knowledgeable staff includes 11 CPAs, many with advanced degrees and financial planning specific designations. These people, along with considerable investments in systems and technology, have helped keep Corrigan Financial at the forefront of the wealth management profession. Corrigan Financial, for more than 25 years, helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
Get home repair and home improvement tips. Tune in to AM 1540 WADK weekday mornings at 8:45 to On the House with the Carey Brothers. Brought to you by Riverhead Building Supply with locations in Middletown and North Kingstown.
Coastal Foot and Ankle is a multi-practice podiatric doctor's office. We specialize in surgical and non-surgical foot and ankle issues.
Dr. Jonathan Saborin is the doctor of podiatric medicine at Coastal Foot and Ankle.
We are still at 850 Aquinic Avenue in the back of the building of the Middletown Common Plaza. We have just undergone a name change and we have a location in Fall River, Massachusetts. We at Coastal Foot and Ankle strive to bring you comprehensive care that is also compassionate. When you call Coastal Foot and Ankle to make an appointment, you talk to a person. You don't have to push 15 buttons to get to a live person. We want patients to come in and feel like they are more than a number. We want you to be heard. We want you to be part of the Coastal Foot and Ankle family. Our Rhode Island location is located at 850 Aquinic Avenue, the same location Dr. Saborin has been for the past 12 years. Our phone number is 849-2157. You can find us online at coastalfootdoc.com.
1540 WADK is online at WADK.com. Now giving you the information you need day and night at WADK.com.
And welcome back to What's Up New Radio Edition final segment here on this Thursday, 1:50 p.m.
Last Thursday of October, buddy. Right?
That it is. That it is. People are very confused with when to celebrate Halloween. I know. Just,
what do you mean, daytime? Nighttime?
I was looking at, you know, just when people are having events or parties around it this weekend. You know, we did our event last night at Jane Pickens, which is a full week in advance.
How was Tippi Hedren last night?
I'll tell you. I get up on stage before every film we do there. How many first time ever at Jane Pickens? Cannot believe that we still get hands up for that. If you've never been there, it's a true jewel to our community. And Kathy is doing some great things over there. But to see the movie on a big screen, fully remastered, in color, it's pretty pretty neat. And
wasn't that Rod Taylor and Suzanne Plachette?
People were laughing away. It was, you know, it's what was scary was once scary is now pretty funny. Yes, and the Z-Boys did a great job before the film playing some music. Mike Warner filled in on drums. Nice to see Mike Warner.
How's Michael doing?
He's doing good, and just a good night over there, and it was a great show, and good times, and we have something coming up November 8th at Jane Pickens, a movie called Brewmaster, and a new movie that's out. And
Independent film?
Independent film, and we'll be highlighting Aquidneck Island's breweries. Actually,
we have four.
Actually, hearing back from some of them now, I just heard back from our friends from Ragged Island in Portsmouth will be there, as well as we'll have Narragansett Beer, Mark Hellendrung, who is a Middletown, Rhode Island resident, will be joining us and talking about the success of Narragansett over all these years. That is just such a fun story.
Still moving well down at the Midtown Oyster Bar.
Let's do this. We got Ragged, Newport Vineyards.
And
Coddington.
Original Coddington, Billy Christie and crew.
Yeah, which who don't distribute, so they're just tough to get involved in some events.
So you have to actually go to Billy's.
Yeah, it's tough for them to bring content to an event.
But people can still get out there and enjoy the beverages out there.
So at the event, we'll be having some tastings as well as some other things going on, and we'll have a Q&A afterwards with the brewers or the owners, and it'll be a fun little event coming up on November 8th, 2 days after the election. We may need it.
Wow. Coming up quick.
It is.
That's during restaurant week, right?
Yeah.
November 2 through 11. That's coming up next Friday it begins.
Coming up right around the corner. Yeah. Hold on 1 second here there, Timmy. And we'll try this. I don't know.
You're coming a little louder in my headphones.
It's okay. It's all right. We'll figure this out.
Speaking of louder.
Yeah, what do you got?
Could you please get a little louder, hometown fans of the Boston Red Sox? I thought it was awfully quiet.
At the game?
Especially last evening, yes.
It's freezing. Everybody's sitting on their hands.
It's a World Series game. Imagine the cities that would love to be a host of a World Series game or any professional championship.
I thought they were pretty...
I think
good.
We're getting a little, we say this every, a little too spoiled.
No, it's a long game.
Yeah, but get on your feet.
For 5 hours?
Well, yeah.
No way.
For 5 hours, right, yeah.
I'll tell you you spend $600-$700 on a ticket to get in there, you can do whatever you want. You could sleep if you want.
I would hopefully you get up and you cheer the home team on with fervor.
How do you cheer a baseball team on all night? You get up when it's,
not when it's
two outs. Two outs.
I know we're not the towel-waving gang in Boston, but you look at other stadiums. They're into it almost on every pitch.
I Alex Cora commented after last night's game.
He said
the
crowd were into it. I said, well, which crowd?
Yeah.
Not in the lower level. I don't think the networks focus on that because you see a lot of people just sitting down. I know it was cold. Granted, it was in the 40s last evening, but just a little more enthusiasm for the hometown team.
I don't know how you show an enthusiasm for, couple hundred pitches.
Well, and again, you said 5 hours. That's another key thing. Why is it going so long, so late?
8 o'clock is way too late.
ESPN did a nice little story on how young fans interpret the game in different time zones. Like if we were out in California on the West Coast, they're going to bed at 9 o'clock, brushing the teeth, getting ready for bed, and our kids have to go to bed early innings.
Yeah.
They don't even make it to the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, I haven't made it through an entire game yet.
I have. Just the time I do. You always get on me for not really too intense during the season, but especially playoffs and definitely World Series. I stick with it almost from opening pitch till the end.
Yeah, I've probably caught just a few innings. I fall asleep. I wake back up. I fall asleep.
It's a great catch last night. It's going to be, I don't know if you've seen it yet with the Benintendi. And left last night. We should have had Simona talk about it. It was ballet-esque catch in left field.
All right.
You haven't seen that shot yet?
I have not.
It's going to be immortalized.
I believe I saw her, it may have been, of all people, Mr. Mark Gorman share a photo of a couple ballet dancers, and then the player was on that meme as well of catching.
Oh, okay.
So
we're on to it.
Excellent. What else was in your notebook before we wrap up here on this Thursday?
And more... conscious, somber type of thing, Ryan. tough weekend on the island last weekend.
It sure was.
A DUI or alleged DUI fatality.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Terrible.
Two young kids at home.
On Powell Avenue. Again, you got to be more aware.
A woman or what came in as a body floating in the harbor. Yeah.
Another one, because I remember when we were doing the Volvo race, it happened that week.
Yeah.
Same area. Somebody having a cardio issue and falling into the harbor.
And details have not been released on that.
But as far as the gas grill on the deck, you've got to keep your wits about you and stay with it when you're cooking with the propane. And if you're going to have a few cocktails, please don't get behind the wheel.
Yeah, there's a lot of assuming on some of those events, and you know, we just will never know.
I just feel bad for that family ride. I feel bad for the displaced people with the
two little kids. That, you know, she was 33, and you know, you had
dealings with her, correct?
I had dealings with her because she worked up at the Audrain, and you know, it's just a huge loss.
Very sad to hear about
and
that.
Lots of fronts, and who knows what happened. There are only two people that know kind of the conditions. Yeah. Maybe only one person that knows kind of the conditions. It's just very, extremely tough.
Bad tragedy.
It is.
And the other folks who got displaced, I'm like,
there is a, I saw somebody last night at Jane Pickens Theater who was telling me there was a GoFundMe for the people who were displaced from that home where the fire was. There was approximately seven people displaced.
I can just imagine warming the grill up, prepping it up to watch the Patriots-Bears game, which was a great game for the New England squad, but having the house go up in flames. Terrible.
Yeah. Yep.
So please, folks, keep your wits about you. Just maintain. A lot of common sense, please.
All right, now you got to end on a positive.
Go Sox. Let's say the Dodgers take one out on their coast.
You can never cheer for a loss.
No.
I don't know.
A good game, all going extra innings, go seven, but I want to see them come back and win in Boston. It's so nice when they win on the home turf.
What's happening down there at the MLB?
It's really good stuff. We're having a great, great fall. I invite people to come down, see me in the tavern.
Make those reservations for Newport Restaurant Week?
You don't even have to. We can accommodate all comers, I think, on all levels. All three floors could possibly be open. But please come down. I'd like to invite you down to the tavern at the Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames Street. I'll be there tomorrow afternoon
with
Luke Gagnon.
Excellent.
And come on down, sit at the Raw Bar, sit in the tavern, come have a nice meal, a cocktail. Just, it's a good atmosphere down there, as you know, Ryan. It's a good welcoming place for people to meet and hang out and enjoy each other's company.
Excellent. Well, that's going to do it for us today here on the program. Clark Howard is coming up next after the 2 p.m. ABC News. Timmy Tui, we'll catch you down there at Midtown Oyster Bar on Friday.
You have a great weekend.
Yes.
You and Jennifer, and I'll hope to see you soon, buddy.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. We will be back with you soon here at WADK.
I work hard for my money, and I know how important it is to find the right partners. That's why I trust Nationwide Insurance with my business's insurance needs.
Go to dfdwyer.com for free quotes and more information. Voted best of Newport 8 years in a row.